Welcome to this Dubwise Masterclass, where we're going to build a bass wobble that really saturates in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB attitude. The big idea here is simple. Don't try to force the perfect bass sound in one go. We're going to perform it, print it to Audino, mangle it, and resample it again until it gets that gritty, alive, speaker-rattling character. This is a very classic drum and bass way of working. It's fast, hands-on, and it leaves room for happy accidents. And honestly, that's where a lot of the magic lies. First thing, set your project up for DNB speed. Aim for something around 170 to 174 BPM. You can have a basic drum loop or breakbeat running so you're designing in context, not in isolation. That's important, because a bass patch can sound massive in solo and then totally swamp the break once the drums are in. So we want to hear it against the groove right away. Create a MIDI track for your bass synth. Then create at least one audio track for resampling. If you want, keep another audio track ready for your final print or arrangement bounce. That way, once you capture a good pass, you can move fast. Now let's build the source bass patch. You can use Waveitable or Operator here. Waveitable gives you a flexible dubwise wobble, while Operator can give you a more old-school tonal feel. If you go with Waveitable, start with a saw or saw-like waveform on oscillator 1, and drop it an octave down. Bring in oscillator 2 very lightly, just enough to add a little thickness and movement. Keep the sub clean and centered, because we want the low end to stay solid. Then add a low-pass filter. Start with the cutoff somewhere around the low-mid area, and bring in a little resonance so the filter has some character. If you're using Operator, keep the main tone clean and simple, because we're going to do a lot of the heavy lifting later with saturation and filtering. The key is to start with a strong, stable foundation. If the source is too weak, saturation won't make it rich, it'll just make it ugly in a bad way. Next, program a simple jungle bass line. Keep it minimal and rhythmic. You don't need a ton of notes. In fact, less is usually more here. Try a 1-bar or 2-bar loop, with a few short notes and a few gaps. Let the drums breathe. Use notes that fit your track, but keep the motion syncopated. Maybe one short hit, a rest, another hit, then a longer tail to let the wobble speak. And this is where the dubwise motion comes in. Assign an LFO to the filter cutoff if you're in Waveitable. Assign shape will give you a smooth wobble. A square shape gives you a more obvious on-off movement, and random can get you into more broken, jungle-style texture. Try syncing the LFO to musical values like 1/8, 1/4, or 1/16. For old-school vibes, 1/8 dotted can feel really nice. Keep the movement rhythmic, but don't make it so fast that it turns to mush. If you're an operator, you can achieve a similar thing by automating filter movement with auto-filter afterward or by mapping movement to a macro. The main idea is that the bass should feel like it's breathing with the track, not just sitting there flat. Now we bring in the first saturation stage. Add saturator after the synth. Start with a little drive, maybe +3 to +8 dB. Turn on color and try analog clip or soft clip. The reason we're doing this isn't just to make it loud. We're adding harmonics, so the bass becomes audible on smaller speakers and gets that crunchy, ripped-up edge that works so well in jungle and DNB. If you want more bite, push the drive harder, but keep an eye on gain staging. You want saturation to add energy, not just flatten everything. After that, shape the tone with auto-filter and EQ8. Use auto-filter to tame or emphasize parts of a tone, and feel free to automate the cutoff for little call-and-response moments. Then use EQ8 to clean up any mud around the low mids, or shave off harshness if the saturation gets too sharp. But don't overdo the cleanup yet. We actually want some dirt to remain, because the next recording pass will often make that dirt sound even better. Now add some dub delay flavor with echo. Keep it subtle at first. Try a time setting like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4, and use moderate feedback. Roll off some low end in the delay so it doesn't fight the sub. Tape or analog mode can give you warmth, and just a tiny bit of wobble or noise can make the whole thing feel more alive. If you want that classic dub energy, automate echo on a few key bass hits, especially at the end of a phrase. That delay tail can become part of the hook. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling or to the specific bass track if you want a cleaner capture, arm it, and record the phrase in real time. This is the point where you stop thinking like a synth programmer and start thinking like a jungle producer. Because once the sound is auto, you can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, warp it, stretch it, clip it, and turn one phrase into a whole arrangement. After you've recorded a good pass, switch into audio editing mode. Trim the silence, keep the strongest section, and consolidate it if needed. If the groove already feels right, Don't overwarp it. Base warping can get messy fast, and too much correction can smear the feel. We want character, not perfection. Now give the recorded audio a second round of processing. Add drum bus if you want more weight and crunch, or another saturator if you want to keep the sound focused. Roar can also be a great option in Live 12 if you want a nastier modern edge. Then do another round of EQ to control any low rumble or boxiness. This is where the sound starts to feel like a finished record rather than just a synth patch. A really important move here is layering. In this style, it helps to think in terms of layers with different jobs. One layer should be your clean sub, keeping the low end stable and mono. Another layer should be your mid wobble, which carries the movement and tone. And then you can have a dirty resampled layer, full of delay tails, clipped edges, and printed character. If one layer tries to do everything, the result usually gets messy. But if each layer has a clear purpose, the bass suddenly sounds much bigger and more controlled. Once you've got your resampled audio, start arranging it like a proper DNB tune. Use filtered hints in the intro, then build up the wobble and delay movement before the drop. In the drop, let the full bass phrase hit with the drums. Then in the break, use a reverse swell, a delay throw, or a filtered fragment to create tension. On the second drop, bring in a more damaged version, maybe with extra clipping or chopped edits, so the track evolves instead of repeating. A great trick is to chop the resampled bass into smaller pieces and rearrange them. Try reversing the last hit before a snare fill. Try duplicating a bass stab and pitching one copy down an octave for extra weight. Try printing delay tails separately and using them as transitions. In jungle and old school D&B, these little audio edits can become the signature of the tune. If the bass starts feeling too wide or too messy, keep the low end mono, especially below about 120 Hz. A utility device can help with that. And if you're grouping all your bass layers together, a simple bus chain with EQ, light compression, and a touch of saturation or a drum bus can help glue everything together. Just keep the compression gentle. We want glue, not squash. A few coach notes before you move on. Commit to the print when it feels good. Don't endlessly tweak the synth if you already captured a great take. Listen in context, not just in solo. Use gain staging carefully so the saturation is doing musical work, not just flattening the waveform. And make short, confident decisions. In jungle and old school D&B, a slightly clipped or chopped print can sound more authentic than a pristine one. If you want to level this up, try making the wobble breathe across 4 or 8 bars instead of keeping it static. You can also alternate between a more open bass phrase and a darker, more closed one to create call and response movement. Another strong move is to print multiple versions of the same bass hit with different drive amounts, then place the clean, medium, and heavily clipped versions in strategic spots. That contrast can really energize the arrangement. And remember, resampling is not just a cleanup step. In this style, the printed audio is often the hook. The artifacts, tails, and clipped edges are musical material. Use them, shape them, build the tune from them. So here's the core workflow. Build a bass patch with wavetable or operator. Add rhythmic wobble using filter movement. Drive it with saturator or drum bus. Add dub character with echo. Print it to audio using resampling. Then edit, chop, reverse, and reprocess that audio into a jungle-ready arrangement. That's the whole mindset. The bass doesn't need to stay perfect. It needs to feel alive, physical, and responsive to the rhythm. That's what makes this style hit. So go ahead, commit to the print, and let the resampled bass become the record.